since your son and your daughters are not interested in the business.
I wouldn't say they weren't interested. They just don't want to work for Dad, I guess.
You do have somebody in the family who wanted to come on and work for you, and tell us about that.
I don't know if she ever wanted to come on. It happened that way, but my granddaughter, Tiffany, someplace along the line after getting her degree in art, she decided that she enjoyed the business part of art as much as she did the art itself. She went back and got an MBA. Someplace in there, website design and that sort of thing crept into it. At that point in time, we were struggling with becoming acquainted with computer marketing. We brought her in to do some website stuff, minor stuff for us. And she just stayed. Pretty soon, the business part of her actually took over the website design. And I don't know how it happened. Osmosis, I guess. Ultimately, she gravitated to the top.
Her name is Tiffany Sewell Howard. She wasn't an engineer like you were. So what did she bring to the table?
MBA. And the appreciation, I think, for design. What looks good and what doesn't. She was raised on a farm where you do manual work and raise cattle. She was a state Angus queen at one time. Showed Angus cattle. Being a part of public connection and that work activity were part of her basic makeup. I think there's a strain of art in our family. And I think I could have done some of it. Just as an engineer, I think in engineering design, some of it came through. But I never sit down to paint art. Really. My son did. Excellent. And then Tiffany, she's an excellent artist.
She's in her early 40s and will take this on into the next many, many decades.
That's the plan. It will be different. She's a different kind of manager than I am. And this company is different. This company does not fit my style of management. I still fit in it. It still feels comfortable. But the introduction of computer activity, I don't have a computer at home. I let this one do my job here. There isn't anything I want to know at home that I can't wait till tomorrow to find out. I find satisfaction in what I do. I don't have to be modern all the time.
It's got to make you feel good, though. It's in good hands.
Oh, sure.
You know, Oklahoma is proud beyond Perry to say the Ditch Witch comes from Perry, Oklahoma.
Well, it's here because of 1,000 people out there in the plant. A big part of those out there, this is their lifetime job. There are many, many people who've never worked any place else but here. And now their kids are working here, and grandkids. That's what it's all about.
I'm sure there was a time you switched into your thinking, too. Yeah, we got a product, we got to get it out. But I also know I need to keep this going because I have all these families that are dependent on me.
The one thing that gets sort of hidden that I have to keep jogging myself to is that we have about as many people employed in the dealerships collectively as we have here. And we have a secondary responsibility there because many and most of those, like the Bridwells, are family-owned and they're passing from generation to generation. That business to them is just as important as this business is to me here.
I noticed when I walked in, several people who didn't know me all looked up and said, "Hello, how are you?" I mean, I could tell I get in and out of businesses a lot. And you can almost tell very soon the culture that's taking place in the business.
You see the open culture. We're family. She's got as much in this business as I have. As investments are concerned, her time and her effort and reality and her continuation are as important to her as it is to me.
You were talking about Jerry, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were talking about Jerry Lamberton because she's your public relations advertising manager. She's been sitting in on the interview with us.
Yeah.